Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. Although it's not going to be Thursday, actually, because this is like this week's episode.
Wait. No, but it will still be posted.
When are we releasing
this? It's
going to
be posted on Thursday.
Yeah, we're just going to have to. Yeah. Happy Thursday, everyone.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Oh, my goodness.
We hope you've had a wonderful, fabulous week and a healthy, nutritional vegan week.
Yes.
Welcome back to the How to Be Vegan podcast. We hope you've been enjoying it so far.
And we hope that you've been able to use a few of our tips and tricks here and there.
Yes. If you've found anything helpful, please let us know. And even if you've not found anything helpful, maybe you've told someone else about it and maybe they have. But yeah, we'd like to hear that. That'd be nice.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we are back with our season one, all about food.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to be talking about a specific food. So we've had a couple of general episodes, just some basic guidelines and such. But today we're going to be talking about a specific food which has many different applications. And the reason we're doing a whole episode on it is because it's an amazing food. It's really nutritional, good for you, and you can just use it in so many different things. And if you've not guessed what it is already from that, what is it, Z? What is today's episode about?
Today we will be talking about the wonders of tofu.
You're like a game show announcer, I love it.
Did I make that sound good? Did I make
that was good.
Sound...
That was good. I'm glad I handed that to you.
Yeah.
So,
we can just like make that our thing now, yeah. So we'll be talking about tofu.
Tofu is the theme of today's episode. So there's a couple of different types of tofu, and there's quite a few misconceptions and beliefs that people have about tofu. So I'm just gonna talk about those first. So a lot of people think, like, tofu, if you don't flavor it or anything, it is just like a white block. And some people do like just eating it raw. But I find that kind of mad. Like, even I think that's gross. And I love tofu.
Hold on. You can eat it raw?
Yeah, you can. People just, like, get a block of tofu and just cut it up and just eat it, like just eat chunks of tofu. Like,
I didn't know that was allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, because it's just vegetables. Like, you're normally not going to get, like, any sort of contamination from plants and stuff like that. Unless, obviously, it's gone off or whatever. But yeah, there's so many different things you can do with tofu, and we're going to talk about that in a second, but it's not just the white bland block that everyone sees it as. The other thing is, as well, just to get all the negative stuff out of the way first before we talk about how amazing tofu is, one of the other myths is that people thought that it had a compound in it called phytoestrogen, I believe, that mimicked the structure of the hormone estrogen found in mammals and humans and all that sort of stuff, and thought that it could affect people's hormones and chemistry and all that sort of stuff. That's been pretty much widely disproven now. Mm-hmm. So that's not an argument. And the other thing is that a lot of people say that, you know, soy is really bad for the environment because tofu is made from soybeans, but 80% of soy goes to livestock and feeding them, and then only 1% of the calories that livestock eat goes into the food that you have. So this human, like, eating soybeans directly might cause a little bit of damage, but that's not where the damage is coming from. If we switched it all over, like, and it all went directly to people, we could feed a lot more people a lot easier for less time, less money, less water, less damage to the environment. So that's also not an argument. So the first type of tofu that let's talk about is firm tofu.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the one. So normally, like, if it's not specified on the packaging, it is normally firm tofu, but sometimes it will say. Most of the time, the only time they specify it is if it's silken or soft tofu. So firm tofu is kind of like, it's kind of like a spongy kind of texture. It kind of looks a bit crumbly when you open it up, and it's normally soaked in water. It comes as a block. So what I used to do, so what a lot of people get wrong, especially when people first started eating tofu, was that they would just slice it up or cut it up or whatever and just fry it with the normal flavorings and stuff and be like, oh, well, it's still bland, this is rubbish. That doesn't work because it is basically like a sponge. If you just cut it up and fry it, it's still full of water. And when you're frying it, or even if you've got like you've got herbs and spices and things like that, a lot of them are like they release the flavors into oil very well. They don't mix with water. So you get the flavors on the outside, but it's not very intense because it's just kind of like burning off with while you're frying it. It doesn't get into the middle of it. So then you've just got like the like hot, unflavored tofu in the middle and it tastes a bit crap. And it's also not very crispy. So then people started, you know, pressing it and trying to squeeze the water out of it. That also works pretty well because then, you know, it'll soak up the oil instead along with all the flavors. And that helps a little bit, makes it a bit more crispy. That's what I used to do for a while. And then found the ultimate way to prepare firm tofu. So whether you're vegan or not, whether you like tofu or not, I would 100% recommend trying this before you dismiss tofu completely. So while it's in the block and it's in the water, you freeze it, wait until it's completely frozen, give it at least 24 hours, and you take it out, defrost it at room temperature. Once it's completely defrosted, you empty the water, slice it up or cube it or whatever, and put it on some kitchen roll or some tea towels. Put another layer of kitchen roll and or tea towels on the top of it. Put something hard and flat on top, like a hardback book or like a chopping board or something like that. And then put something heavy on top. It doesn't need to be ridiculously heavy, but pretty heavy. And then leave it for like, I normally leave it for about half an hour, just to make sure all the water comes out of it. And then you fry it with your flavors and stuff. So you can still just like fry it and put the spices on as you're frying it. But the best way of doing it is to get like, one sec, and my sneeze is gone. Oh, I hate it when it does that. Oh, fuck's sake. I hate hay fever. Yeah, so you can do it like that. But again, you want the way that you make tofu flavorsome is to let the spices get absorbed into it. So any spices that you're doing, I recommend mixing it with a bit of oil. I normally use like oil and tomato paste and soy sauce and all that sort of stuff. But you can just use oil with whatever flavors you've got. Mix it all together and then put tofu in like a Tupperware or something and just shake it all up. I would normally recommend like leaving it overnight, but if you can do it in the morning and leave it until you're cooking it at night or whatever, then do that. Longer you leave it, the better. And then just fry it as you normally would. I don't know why it works. I think it's because when you freeze it, the water in the tofu expands and creates more holes in the tofu. And then when you squeeze it, it's got more ways for it to escape. And it completely changes the texture of it. When you do the marinating and stuff like that, the flavor is just so much better, so much crispier, and yeah, it's fantastic. So basically, that's the way to cook it.
When you do that to firm tofu, it makes it more absorbent, and because it has expanded, it's easier to make it crispy.
And that's what you want. You don't want soggy tofu. It's kind of crap.
Obviously, unless it's silken tofu, but like soggy firm tofu is really
soggy. Yeah, it's not right. But like, there are a lot of meat replacements out there now, especially where I am in a lot of countries, a lot of meat replacements. But if you don't have any of them, most places do tofu. Like most countries will have some sort of tofu, and you can use that in everything: curries, stir fries, even like bolognese, or like you can make it into a steak. Like, it's so adaptable if you prepare it correctly.
Yes, as long as you know how to cook tofu, you should be fine.
Yeah, and the preparation, like that preparation of freezing it and squeezing everything out, really does wonders to it. So I definitely recommend trying that before you doubt it too much.
Yes. Nice.
So Z, what's silken tofu used for?
Silken tofu, oh my gosh. So I didn't know this for like the longest time. Well, I kind of knew about it, but it wasn't ever really like a big deal to me. But all of my Filipinos out there, you guys know what this is. Silken tofu, in the Philippines at the very least, is very popular because it is used in a Filipino snack, dessert, a Filipino dish called tahot, and I absolutely love it. So I used to not understand what tahot was because, yeah, because I just like, you know, like early in the morning. So I don't know why. So I guess it's a traditional thing, a cultural thing. Early in the morning, tahot vendors would go around the city and they would carry like gigantic metal jars. And like one side has all of the silken tofu. The other side has tapioca pearls and like a brown sugar syrup and like the cups where they're going to put all of the silken tofu. And so they always go around early in the morning because it's like a really, it's an easy thing to eat in the morning if you're rushing to work or rushing to school.
Yeah, right? it's a good breakfast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's also, it's very convenient. Yeah. But it's also actually pretty healthy because it's silken tofu. So it looks like,
It looks so imagine... awful. Like it looks like
It looks like soy milk that turned into jelly. That does not sound any better.
It's like a cup of molasses with like some weird cottage cheese floating in it. It looks really bad, but it tastes pretty good.
It tastes so good. So in the Philippines, it's served with, again, a dark sugar syrup or like a brown sugar syrup and tapioca pearls. Now, tapioca pearls come from cassava flour, brown sugar, and mixed with a little bit of water. So I did not know this, but for years I have been obsessing, or Filipinos in general have loved this vegan, accidentally vegan food for generations. It's one of the best things ever. But yeah, so obviously it depends on which vendor you buy it from, but there are some tahot that taste better than the others. And oh my gosh, I love silken tofu. I don't know how to make it myself. Yeah, so like I bought like super ridiculously fresh soy milk from a friend of mine because like they have a small business now where they make tofu, so firm tofu, silken tofu, and soy milk. And so like I bought really fresh soy milk from that friend, and I ran out of space in the fridge, so I stuck it in the freezer, and I accidentally turned the soy milk into silken tofu. And I was like, I can't drink this, but I can eat it. And so I just added like chia and like a little bit of chocolate powder, and oh my God, was it good.
Yeah,
I was like, this is better than frozen yogurt. Fuck frozen yogurt. What is ice cream? That does not exist to me anymore. So now I'm just going to keep buying. Like, if I want a dessert that I can play around with, I'm just going to buy the soy milk from that friend, stick it in the freezer, and turn it into silken tofu.
Yeah, because soy milk is like pretty much the same recipe as tofu, just it just has more water. So it's, it sounds really bad, but it's fermented soya bean curd. So it's like the cutoffs of the soybeans, and that's what they use to make soy milk and tofu and all that sort of stuff. But so silken tofu, like it sounds a bit weird after we've just been talking about firm tofu. It's completely different texture. It's like it's not spongy, and it's not like it doesn't really absorb water. It's like a solid block of jelly, and again, you don't want to really eat that on its own. But I would say that has even more uses than firm tofu. Yeah, so firm tofu, you normally just use that as a savory thing. So like I said, you can use it as a meat replacement for like pretty much anything. And silken tofu, you can also use savory, but the main use I've seen for it is like scrambled egg. So egg is a really hard thing to replicate as a vegan. But if you have that with like nutritional yeast and Himalayan black salt, that's got sulfur in it and it gives it an eggy taste. So you can use silken tofu for that. Like Z said, you can have it helicopter.
There's a weird sound.
A helicopter.
Okay.
Just wait for it to go.
I love the sound of the birds.
Okay. Yeah, so you can use it in desserts. So in tahoe, it's like chunks of it, but because it's so soft, when you're drinking it, you can almost just, like, you don't really need to chew it because it turns into like a cream. It's almost like solid cream. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
kind of gelatinous in a way.
Yeah, but if you like say you push it like through your teeth or like you push it against the roof of your mouth, it turns into liquid. So you can use it like that. You can also blend it, and again, you can either use that in a savory way or in a dessert way. So if you blend it, you can use it to make really good like chocolate mousses and sauces and put it in cakes and things like that. Or you can use it to make white sauces. So you can use it to make really thick white sauces, add like a little bit more soy milk and herbs and spices and all that sort of stuff.
I did not think about that.
Yeah. So you can use it to make like bechamel for lasagna, white pasta sauces.
Oh my gosh.
Not stroganoff. What's the other one? Bourguignon? No, that's still not right. But anyway, any white sauces, what's it called now? Oh, why can't I think of it? What's it called? The Italian pasta sauce with like ham and stuff?
Carbonara,
yeah. Things like that. So again, loads of different applications for that. Again, you can really experiment with that. There's loads of recipes with it.
So like the great thing about using silken tofu as a pasta sauce instead of using dairy is for those of you who, maybe even if you're not vegan, but you are severely lactose intolerant, silken tofu is going to be your best friend. If you really like sauces and just, I really like sauces. I'm going to try to find a way to make that taste cheesy, like make myself a cheese sauce. Oh my gosh, Lewis, the possibilities are endless.
Really good mac and cheese sauce. But yeah, and especially if you're in Asia as well, like tofu's so cheap.
Yes.
Because like it's very widely used over there. It's not so much over here, but in Asia, like they use it all the time.
So for our listeners in Cebu, it has to be the listeners in Cebu. I am going to post the link of my friend's business. So, you know, support local. And oh my God, their prices are ridiculously low, especially compared to like store prices. Like their prices are just, I don't know, a quarter, a third of how much you would typically spend if you buy tofu from the supermarket. And it's super good as well. I recommend.
If we've not sold tofu to you already, it gets even better, doesn't it, Z?
Yes, it does. And this is where we bring in the wonders of tofu. I feel like I'm trying to oversell it, but no, seriously. So I've always known that tofu is obviously significantly healthier than meat, but I didn't realize how properly nutritious this is until I Googled it literally right before we started recording. I just found out. So per 100 grams, it is only 76 calories. How ridiculous is that? Mm-hmm. How ridiculous is that? I was like, what? So that means I can eat like a whole liter of the whole. Maybe that's not such a good idea, but like, but you know what I mean. It's not like as bad as eating like all of that ice cream, but you know. And there's only There's zero carbs in it. It provides like 1% of your dietary fiber. But again, if that's only if you take 100 grams. So if you take more than 100 grams, then you know you do the math because
you'd have fiber from other sources. But yeah,
protein is 16%. I was like, what? Protein is 16%? I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Iron is 30%. Magnesium is 7%. And this part is ridiculous. So much healthier than milk because it has 35% of your calcium.
Yes. Not like 500.
It's ridiculous. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always known it was healthy, but I didn't know it was this healthy. So for those of you who are worrying, oh, you're going vegan, what about your calcium if you don't get it from milk? Yes, I can. Also, so you get, I can get my calcium from tofu.
There you go.
From soy milk.
And that's only 100 grams.
Exactly.
But like, again, comparing it to 100 grams of chicken, it like, tofu has no cholesterol and like no saturated fat whatsoever.
Zero cholesterol, yeah.
Like chicken per 100 grams, 239 calories, 3.8 grams of saturated fat, yeah.
Wait, 100 grams is how many calories?
239.
Oh, that's insane. Holy shit.
Yeah, 29% of your daily cholesterol, 19% of your daily saturated fat, not as much iron, no calcium, like almost no vitamins in it apart from B6. It does have more protein, but
you're getting more protein, but you're also getting more fat
and more cholesterol and all that sort of shit. So yeah, tofu is fantastic. It's pretty much a superfood. You can use it in everything. It has so many different uses. It's cheap. It's much better for the environment, much less resource intensive.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Tofu Appreciation Week, everyone. Go and try it out.
Absolutely.
See what you think. So obviously for this week, our product of the week.
I did not see that coming at all.
I know, surprise. But last week we didn't do one. So
yeah,
last forgot. Week, I wanted to say for mine, and I'm sure Z will agree with this as well, another product of the week, because we were talking about nutrition and all that sort of stuff,
mm-hmm.
Nutritional yeast.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Nutritional yeast is ridiculous. So I've been hearing Lewis talk about nutritional yeast. So even before I started going vegan, like when I would ask, how do you make it taste like this? How do you make it taste like that? And he goes, I add this and I add that. And I'm like, I have no idea what nutritional yeast is. That sounds really sketchy to me. So no, thank you. Because when I think about yeast, like I think about like the thing, like
you think about
the
bread.
Yeah, like the vacuum sealed package that you see when you buy ingredients for like cakes and like stuff that you're baking. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not adding that to my food. But nutritional yeast is different from baker's yeast, because this is like a deactivated version of yeast and it's healthy. And what I love about nutritional yeast is how, for one thing, it makes things taste cheesier.
Mm-hmm.
If you add it to the thing, okay? So don't eat it on its own. Don't eat it on its own. Nothing bad is going to happen to you, but please have mercy on your tongue.
It's not tasty. It's like, don't eat tofu on its own, unless you're a crazy person. I don't judge.
It's weird. So, but you know, that's up to you. So for one thing, it makes things taste better. I don't know why. It just does.
Yeah, like you can add it to everything. Magical. Literally anything savory, chili, spaghetti, curry, anything whatsoever, white sauces, beans, literally almost anything toast. Savory, you can add it to, yeah, just toast and like, and margarine or butter or whatever, add a bit of that onto ridiculous. It, but it's like, it's almost always fortified with vitamins and minerals and all that sort of stuff. It's got quite a bit of fiber in there, it's got a bit of protein in there, and you can use it like all the time.
Yeah, so it has protein, as fiber, and vitamin B6.
It has B6, there. B12, vitamin D, iron, zinc. I think it has like
a lot of things.
That's a lot of things in there. So
and like at first, yeah.
Sorry, I was just gonna say, if you don't have some, it should be a staple. It's like almost like salt and pepper. Like you add it to everything.
Yes, absolutely. But it is also healthier than salt, especially salt's if you're trying to. Well, that's true. But like, I mean, you know how like there are doctors who say, okay, so for you specifically, you have to avoid salty food.
Yeah. If you've got like heart disease.
Like with my dad, like he's not allowed to have salty food. So like he wants a little bit of flavor, nutritional yeast would be significantly better for him than salt would. And so like with nutritional yeast as well, at first I was iffy about it because I would see like a pack of it and I'm like, why is it so expensive? But me being me, I'm like, okay, I am willing to try anything once. If I don't like it, then obviously I don't do it again. If I do like it, well then all right, me likey. And I was worried that I would run out of it in like a month, but it's been like 3-4 months and my first pack of nutritional yeast is still there, and I use it like all the time on pretty much everything, because you only need to get like a pinch or two, sprinkle it over some stuff.
You don't really need to use loads of it, so it lasts ages. So it can be a little bit expensive, but yeah, it lasts so long, even if you put it in like all your meals. Like I put it in everything, and I bought 4 tubs of it. I think they're like 300 gram tubs or something. I think it was like 12 quid for 4 tubs. Mm. And like, you know, for herbs and spices, like that's kind of expensive. And yeah. I'm only on my second tub, and I bought that like 5 months ago.
See, I haven't even finished one pack, and so it's been almost half a year for me. And I'm like, this
definitely a product of the week.
This is the real deal. So yes to tofu, yes to nutritional yeast. You know what? Put the nutritional yeast on your tofu.
There you go.
Win-win.
Sorted.
Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully you've enjoyed this tofu appreciation week. What we can do is we'll put some tofu recipes on our Instagram, so you can have a look at those. Maybe try some things out if you're a bit unsure about what to do with it straight away. If you just bought some, or if you've got some sitting there in your fridge and you don't know what to do with it, well, we can give you some ideas. And yeah, let us know what you think of it. Let us know if you already enjoy tofu. If you're trying it for the first time, tell us what you think. Tell us if you hated it, but I can almost guarantee you won't if you cook it properly.
And if you have recipes that you'd like to share with others, post it on our Instagram as well.
Yeah, send it to us. We'll share everything. Let us know.
Yeah.
But we will be back next week with some more food content for you.
And happy Thursday, everyone. Excited to do that. Thanks for listening.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.